Perceiving subtle energy is an essential skill for a spiritual healing coach. It enables them to refine their energy diagnosis, detect imbalances and blockages in their clients, and adapt their care protocols accordingly. Developing this extrasensory sensitivity requires practice, patience, and above all, a great trust in one's inner feeling. There are many techniques for perceiving subtle energy, each calling on different sensory channels. The most common is kinesthetic perception, which involves feeling energy vibrations through one's body. The practitioner may, for example, stand facing their client, eyes closed, and scan their energy field with the palms of their hands. By focusing on perceived physical sensations, such as tingling, buzzing, areas of heat or cold, they can map the different layers of the aura and identify any disturbances. Another powerful technique is visualization, which calls on the inner visual channel. The practitioner enters a meditative state and opens themselves to receive the images, colors, and shapes that spontaneously emerge in their mind. These visions may concern the client's aura, the status of their chakras, or emotional memories stored in their subtle bodies. For example, a practitioner might visualize a dark spot in the aura at the solar plexus level, revealing a blockage linked to a past trauma. Some particularly sensitive practitioners can also perceive energy audibly, in the form of sounds, melodies, or inner messages. This was the case with the famous medium Eileen Caddy, co-founder of the Findhorn Spiritual Community in Scotland. Throughout her life, she received precise guidances from her inner voice, which she called the still small voice, to develop this place dedicated to cooperation with the subtle realms of nature. Other practitioners use their subtle sense of smell to capture the energy fragrances emanating from their client's field. Each imbalance, each repressed emotion, has its own olfactory signature, ranging from acrid to putrid for dense energies, to the sweet and delicate fragrance for high vibrations. With training, practitioners can refine their inner nose and use it as a real diagnostic tool. Beyond these specific techniques, the key to developing one's perception of subtle energy is to cultivate a state of presence and receptivity. This means learning to quiet the mind and to listen to the subtle messages that constantly pass through us. Meditation, contemplation, and mindfulness practices are valuable allies in refining this quality of presence. It is also important to clarify one's intuitive channel and distinguish between authentic perceptions and mental projections. For this, practitioners can practice focusing their attention on a person or object and spontaneously noting all the impressions that come to them without trying to interpret or judge them. Over time and with practice, they will learn to recognize the signature of intuitive messages and to trust them. Another essential aspect is learning how to center oneself and protect oneself energetically. Indeed, when we open our perceptual channel, we become more receptive to surrounding energies, whether positive or negative. It is therefore crucial to know how to create a protective bubble around oneself, through visualization or by invoking light, in order not to absorb toxic energies and to maintain one's own balance. Finally, it is important to cultivate humility and discernment in the interpretation of subtle perceptions. Each feeling, each image, each intuitive message carries meaning, but it is up to the client to discover its deep significance for themselves. The practitioner's role is to offer a benevolent mirror and avenues for reflection, without ever imposing their point of view or proclaiming themselves an expert in the client's life. In summary, perceiving subtle energy is an art that is cultivated throughout life. By refining their presence, clarifying their intention, and honoring their inner feeling, the practitioner can develop this essential competency. And by using it ethically, with humility and compassion, they can turn it into a genuine tool of healing and awakening for their clients. Takeaways: perception of subtle energy is essential for the spiritual healing coach in order to establish an accurate energy diagnosis and adapt care protocols. Developing this extrasensory sensitivity requires practice, patience, and a great trust in one's inner feeling. There are several techniques to perceive subtle energy, appealing to different sensory channels: kinesthetic, physical feeling, visual, visualization, auditory, and olfactory. The key to developing the perception of subtle energy is to cultivate a state of presence and receptivity, notably through meditation and mindfulness. It is important to clarify one's intuitive channel, differentiate between authentic perceptions and mental projections, and learn how to center oneself and protect oneself energetically. Interpretation of subtle perceptions must be done with humility and discernment, offering a benevolent mirror to the client without imposing one's point of view. Perceiving subtle energy is an art that is cultivated throughout life by refining one's presence, clarifying one's intention, and honoring one's inner feeling in order to use it as a healing and awakening tool for clients.